supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate, praise belongs to Allah who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure, and provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, Salamu Alaikum. How are you doing? Inshallah, all of you are doing well. Today, we're going to speak about water in Islamic culture, so be with us. Today is Tuesday, 18th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Anbiya, verse 30, which we'll listen to, then we'll learn about this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أولم ير الذين كفروا أن السماوات والأرض كانتا رتقا ففتقناهما وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي أفلا يؤمنون.
Have those who disbelieved not considered that the heavens and the earth were a joined entity, and we separated them and made from water every living thing? Then will they not believe?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Concerning the Quranic meaningful idea cited at the end of the holy verse, indicating that all living things have been created from water, we can say that the life of all living things, irrespective of plants and animals, depends on water. This very water that originates the descent of rain from the heaven. It is interesting that the scientists of today believe that the first gem of life has been found in the depth of the seas, and that is why they think that the life has begun to means of water. And when we see that the Quran considers the creation of man out of mud, in Arabic means tin, it is because the substance is a mixture of water and dust.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Qawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب.
Now it's time to look at water in Islamic culture. Hazrat Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, "The best form of charity is to give someone water." There are many ways in which we can save water in our daily routines, such as using a small packet of limited water in which to perform ablution with, or turning the tap whilst brushing our teeth, along with many other ways we can look into recycling water. Another way to tend to wastewater is in the performing of wudu or ablution. It is not necessary to overuse water during the performance of ablution, so as long as what you are using is sufficient enough to complete the necessary ghusl.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Today we are going to talk about the water and its importance and the crisis of the water. But we want to touch this topic, the importance of water, from an Islamic point of view. In verse 47 of Surah Yusuf, for 7 consecutive years, you shall sow as usual, but that which you reap, leave it in the ear, except a little of which you may eat. God points to the necessity of moderation in times of economic crisis. And in verse 48 of this blessed chapter, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then will come after that 7 hard years, which will devour all that you have laid up in advance for them, except a little which you have preserved. It emphasizes the need for government officials to plan for dealing with or solving economic crises. In verse 45 of the blessed chapter of Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, likens human life to water. that comes down from the sky and causes the growth of plants, and after a short life, the life of the plants ends. The very important and beautiful point is, in that simile itself, that life is water, and water is life. And growth and development are also blessings of that water of life. The amount of water on earth is approximately fixed. This water is used for drinking, agriculture, industry, and etc., and improves human life.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Today's special and discussion about water. The rewards of giving water in Islam, it is the best charity. Messenger of Allah was asked which charity is best. He replied, providing water. We use water for everything, from washing dishes to cooking food to growing crops. Allah says in chapter 21 of the Holy Quran, verse 30, by means of water we give life to everything. Communities who don't have access to clean water face unimaginable hardships, with women and children walking for hours to collect even a little water and families unable to support themselves due to lack of education and livelihood. Having access to safe water is a basic human right, and fulfilling this right is an excellent sadaqah. Now, how to drink water according to Islamic Sunnah. It is highly recommended to remember the thirst of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, after drinking water. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, says that when a servant remembers the thirst of al-Hussein, alayhi salam, and curses his killers, he will be rewarded abundantly, his rank will be raised manifold, and many of his evil deeds are decreased. On the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein said, O my followers, whenever you drink refreshing water, remember me. I wish you all were present on the day of Ashura to see how I asked them for water for my infant, but they refused. From that day forward, giving in general and giving water to all in particular has been the hallmark of the followers of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah.
You know, an average adult has 100,000 miles of blood vessels. 100,000 miles. Just imagine. You could go 5 times around the equator in that distance. Now, how do you think this blood is reaching 100,000 miles? How? Yes, the heart pumps the blood. But what is it that pushes these drops of blood to every single cell in your body? How does that happen? It's through this capillary action. Because 81% of blood is what? Water. 81% of the blood inside your body is water. And this stickiness of the water, this cohesion that it has, allows it to go inside those very thin blood vessels to reach those cells. And you ask an atheist and tell you, oh, this is a coincidence. Evolution somehow came up with this. Truly the Imam alayhi salam says, عَمِيَتْ عَيْنٌ لَا تَرَاكِ. Blind is the eye which does not see you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is another property of water. A third property of water that is very unusual is the high boiling point of water. At what temperature does water boil? Many of you remember this from science class, right? I'm asking some of the youngsters, at what temperature does water boil? 100 degrees Celsius, 212 Fahrenheit, right? Now, do you think this is usual or this is an anomaly? This is actually an anomaly. This is very high for a substance like water. Because if you compare it to any other substance, ammonia, for example, many other comparable elements to water, you see at a much, much lower temperature, they turn into a gas. 10 degrees below zero, 30 degrees below zero, 70 degrees below zero, most of the elements, they turn into gas, except water. You have to heat it so much to 100 degrees Celsius because the water molecules have such a strong bond. You need such high heat to break those bonds and for the water to boil. Now, this is an anomaly. If water acted like other substances, at 0 degrees, at 10 below, it would turn into gas. And we would not have liquid water. And we couldn't survive. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave water this property so you and I can survive. And this is from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today. And inshallah, of course, we meet you soon in another episode of today's special. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Hello everyone. For your information, once when the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, was asked about the best and the worst creations of God, he answered, "Wording is the best and the worst thing that God created. By means of wording, some faces become white, and by means of wording, some faces become black."
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the program Hadith of the Day, in which we are going to inshallah explain some of the beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet Salawatullah alayhi wasallam. In this episode, I want to inshallah read for you and explain for you one of the very meaningful hadith about backbiting or ghaiba, which is the worst kind of action that can be performed by a person. The Prophet ﷺ says, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْغَيْبَةَ فَإِنَّ الْغَيْبَةَ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الزِّنَى. The Prophet said that, be careful of backbiting, because backbiting is worse than adultery. فَإِنَّ الْغَيْبَةَ أَشَدُّ, worse than, مِنَ الزِّنَى, of adultery. Worse than adultery. إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ قَدْ يَزْنِي وَيَتُوبُ فَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Then the reason behind this saying of the Holy Prophet is this, that the Prophet himself explains the reason, saying that إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ قَدْ يَزْنِي, and that a person who commits adultery, وَيَتُوبُ, and then can repent, yeah, and ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, Allah may forgive him when he has the chance to repent. وَإِنَّ صَاحِبَ الْغَيْبَةِ, but the one who commit backbiting, Allah will not forgive the backbiter until the person who was at the receiving end forgive him. This is very important. Says, وَإِنَّ صَاحَبَ الْغَيْبَةِ لَا يُغْفَرُ لَهُ حَتَّى يَغْفِرَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive the backbiter until the person who was at the receiving end forgives him. The one whom you backbited, he will forgive you. If he forgive you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. If not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never forgive you. So that is why in this hadith, the Holy Prophet says that be careful about ghaibah, because it is worse than adultery. Why? Because if you commit adultery, you may have chance in your life to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to repent. But, so if you repent, may Allah forgive you. You have this opportunity, you have this chance to, for example, ask forgiveness, to do tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive you. This is a chance for you. This kind of golden chance is always available for us until we are alive in this world. But the point is, the reason, the very strong kind of proof and argument presented here by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that why is the ghaiba ashaddu min az-zina, worse than adultery, is this: that you may not find a chance to be forgiven. Because here forgiveness is in the hand of the person that you backbited behind him. If he forgives you, then Allah will forgive you. But there's no any certainty, nothing is for sure, that whether that person forgives you or not. Yeah, you may ask him forgiveness, but no one is for sure that that person may forgive you or not. Or it's also, again, it's not, there's no any certainty that you may find that person to ask forgiveness. He may die very soon, very quickly, and you may not have any chance to refer to him and ask forgiveness from that person. So that's why the Prophet says that you must be very much careful, very much cautious about your actions, particularly when you speak with the people. Do not backbite of anyone, because you may not have any chance to see that person and ask forgiveness from him. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا. نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا. أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad to let you know that again today we have brothers Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Akbari, Hussein Ruhullah, and Ali Nasir. I really, really welcome you all, brothers. Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome, everyone.
Alaikum Assalam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Hussein, how are you?
I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. So, Ali Nasir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Great.
And Hussein?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
So everyone is fine. Hope you are doing well, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Let's get it started. Inshallah, today we will be working on Ayah 153 from Surah
Al-An'am.
Al-An'am on page
149.
So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, turn to page 149, Ayah 153, Surah Al-An'am. Everyone, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa anna hadha sirati mustaqiman fattabi'uhu ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه. علي ناصر, can you read it once for us?
Yes. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
أحسنتم, ما شاء الله.
وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوا.
ما شاء الله.
ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله.
أحسنتم.
ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون.
ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. One, two, three, four, five. Five important rules in this ayah you have to learn in terms of tajweed rules, okay?
Yes.
So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. This indeed is my straight path, so follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. And do not follow other ways, for they will separate you from his way, the way of Allah. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is what he enjoins upon you so that you may be God wary. Sirat is singular word. It's a singular word. Yeah. Singular. It's not plural.
Mm-hmm.
So it means one. There is only
one,
right. One path. Okay?
Yes.
So that's why in Surah Al-Fatiha, Fatihatul Kitab, we read, Ihdinas
Sirat al-Mustaqim.
Sirat al-Mustaqim. We don't say Ihdinas Sabil al-Mustaqim. Okay?
Yes.
Or اهدنا السبل المستقيم. اهدنا السبل المستقيم. We say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. That's why صراط is one way. So, وأن, the first تجويد rule. That was about tafsir point, explanation. One تجويد point, the first one. وأن, أن.
نون شد.
Yeah. حسن, read it. وأن.
وأن
أحسن نون has an echoing sound. No, a غنة sound.
Nasal
sound. Yeah, thank you, Alina. A nasal sound. وأن هذا ذا ذال. Pronounce it correctly. صراطي را has a heavy sound. طي Ali Nasir, you pronounce it this way. وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما. طي doesn't have a long sound. It has two counts.
Yes.
Okay, two counts. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا قِيمًا طي قي. Double sounds. Not one, not three, not four. How many counts?
Two counts.
Two counts. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. من فاتبعوا حسين, you tell us. مستقيما فاتبعوا, how do you read it?
مستقيما فاتبعوا.
Explain why.
We apply ikhfa rule here.
Alright, the rule ikhfa, mashallah. What does it say? It says?
It says to hide the sound.
We hide the sound of the tanween. مستقيما. مستقيما. If you stop here, wait. If you stop here, what do you do? وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. Is that correct?
No. No.
What do you do then?
You should change it to Alif Mad.
Alright, change it to Alif Mad.
صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا.
Ah, ma. So the rule of stopping says, Hussein, that if there is a tanween fatha, an, it changes to? Alif Mad. Changes to?
Alif Ma.
وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. Yeah?
Yes.
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا.
والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم
أزواجا.
Yes. So all of these ayat end with tanween fatha, but you change it to tanween, and you change it to alif ma. That's the rule of stopping for a word ending with ending in tanween fatha.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
So, that's the second rule. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا إِخْفَى and صِلَى in the previous session as well. Hassan told us these two stopping signs. Again, I think some of our listeners are new. So, Hassan, could you tell us about صِلَى and جِيم?
Yes.
Look, فَاتَّبِعُوا we have the word صِلَى on the top. It's a stopping sign. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ سَبِيلِهِ Also, there is a جِيم. These two are stopping sign. All right, we're listening to him.
Yes, the silah tells us that it's better to continue.
It means whenever you see silah on the top of the word in an ayah, it means you can stop here. It's better to continue, but you can stop here.
Yes.
All right. What about jim?
It's optional to continue and to stop.
You're permitted. Yes. You're allowed to make a pause here or. Continue. Thank you so much. Thank you. So, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَى So make sure your عَيْن is joined to the scene. عُسُّبُلَى In between, we ignore the wawmad, we ignore the alif, we ignore the hamzatul wasl, we ignore the lam. Because after lam we have
seen,
which is sun letters.
Yes.
Okay. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَى So these are simple rules. Second important rule is فَتَفَرَّقَ قَ Heavy letters رَ قَ Heavy letters بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ Hussein, read عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ How do you read it? إِخْفَى, yes?
Yes.
Read عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ
عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ
Hussein, hide the sound of noon. عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ Lips go this way. عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ But they don't touch.
Yes.
عَنْ Or sorry. عَنْ No. No, a little hide. An sabilihi. Very simple. An sabilihi. Have you make a pause? Sabilihi.
Yes.
Thalikum wassakum. The fourth point, I think. Yes, fourth point.
Yes.
Wassakum. Sad is heavy letter. Wassakum bihi.
Ikhfaf
meem sakin plus ba. Whenever you have meem sakin. For meem sakin, we have three important rules. If meem sakin is followed by the letter ba, should hide the sound of ba, meem. And extend the sound for two counts.
Yes.
ذَلِكُمْ وَصَى
كُمْ
بِهِ If you have the letter meem sakin, after meem sakin, you have meem again,
merge them.
Okay? If you have the rest of the letters, idhar, no changes. Okay?
Yes.
That's it. And bihi, make sure there is a fallen ya, you extend it for two gums. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ Make sure you extend the sound. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ That's all. Make sure you listen and repeat after me. I'll recite it once. Ready, guys?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Everyone
yes.
is ready, brothers and sisters? Let's do the recitation once. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه
وأن هذا صراطي
مستقيما فاتبعوه
ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله
ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله
ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون
ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us up to this time. That's it from us for today. Hope you stay with IRB English Radio. See you in the next sessions. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran. And we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us in the previous episode, we started discussing about the third constituent of supplication, the invoked one, the Almighty Allah. In the first stage, we said that knowing God affects the believers who take part in supplication. Knowing God, the kind of knowledge that we develop in our minds, influences the hastiness of acceptance of supplication by the Almighty Allah. The kind of knowledge that we establish our a'mal and our awrad on affects the quality and quantity of supplication. So that's why we have many parts of the supplications of the infallible imams, noting the fact that if you do not realize the one whom you invoke, your request, your supplication will not be responded to. So, we said that knowing God actually helps us understand the reality of those things we see them as effective in the world. We sometimes see that speed is the thing that takes us to our destination. But if we realize that speed added with monotheism, we will understand that this speed is not an independent factor. This movement is only an intermediary. That's why we have many verses of the Holy Quran, as well as the traditions, focusing on monotheism. They do want to tell us that the important thing about whatever the Almighty Allah has created is that you do not take them for granted, is that you look at them as the created of the Creator, as the creatures of the Creator, not as an independent factor. We had a look at some of the verses of the Holy Quran in the previous episode, and now we will have a look at some of the supplications of the infallible imams. بِأَسْمَائِكَ الَّتِي مَلَأَتْ أَرْكَانَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, we read in Kumail's supplication. I beg with your attributes that have occupied everything. This means even having a look at the principle of cause and effect, for example, even that is created by you. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, بِيَدِكَ لَا بِيَدِ غَيْرِكَ زِيَادَتِي وَنَقْصِي وَنَفْعِي وَضَرِّي. It is in your hands and not in the hands of anyone else. Every abundance, every defect, every benefit, and every harm of mine. So, the etiquette in worshipping, especially at the time of involvement in supplication, forces us to turn and rely on God and to somehow forget anything except God. This principle, which comes from, originates actually from the understanding the Almighty Allah, of recognition and knowledge of the true essence of the Lord, is of utmost importance, because if we rely only on God, if we think about nothing else, then we will worship with all our bodies, with all our souls, only God. The Prophet ﷺ has said, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ أَنَا خَيْرُ شَرِيكٌ. The Almighty Allah says, I am the best partner. مَنْ أَشْرَكَ مَعِيَ شَرِيكًا مِنْ عَمَلِهِ فَهُوَ لَشَرِيكِ دُونِي. لِأَنِّي لَا أَقْبَلُ إِلَّا مَا أُخْلِصَ لِي. I am the best partner. He who offers some of his doings to a partner other than me, I will leave him to my partner. Because I do not accept save what is offered sincerely to me.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. so that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will, God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So this is the Almighty Allah we're discussing, dear listeners. We have to recognize Him truly before we engage in supplication. The Almighty Allah does not like His servants to recognize any partner with Him. He considers this act as a great defect. This holy verse of the Holy Quran says, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Most of them do not believe in Allah without associating others with Him. So this verse helps us, actually teaches us, to set aside the concept of any partnership with God so that our sincere supplications may save us from great calamities. هو الحي لا إله إلا هو فادعوه مخلصين له الدين. He is the living. There is no God but He. Therefore call on Him, being sincere to Him in obedience. Sincerity was one of those conditions of acceptance of supplications that we thoroughly discussed when we were discussing the first and second constituents of supplication. Now, it is reported that among the issues which Allah has revealed to Jesus Christ, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, is this. Ya Isa, ud'uni du'a al-ghariq al-hazin alladhi laysa lahu mughith. O Jesus, call on me like a depressed, drowning person who has no rescuer. أذل لي قلبك وأكثر ذكري في الخلوات. Make your heart yield to me and remember me in privacy. The Almighty Allah mentions in the Holy Quran the story of Prophet Yunus and his sincere prayer at the time of depression. He said, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. This verse describes the horrible event that happened to Prophet Yunus, عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَآلِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, who was in the darkness inside the whale's stomach. We will thoroughly discuss the points of this story later on. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you throughout my life, Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what an honor it is to be here. We're, of course, talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, this persona, which is so comprehensive, and it is the manifestation of the various attributes of the Almighty Allah. Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam lived this life which was based upon one pillar, and it is this pillar that Islam is also based upon. This pillar is so important that if the other pillars are not there, but this one pillar is, then there is salvation. But if this one pillar is not there, then even if you have all of the other pillars of Islam, the whole religion goes under question. Now, you must be thinking, what is this one fundamental pillar of Islam?